Track 3, Coming Up Roses. Acting powerhouses Norfolk Oscar winner Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch have teamed up for a reimagining of the 1980s classic The War of the Roses, which is in cinemas now. And here they take us behind the scenes.
Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch agree that making comedy is a serious business. It's much more serious, actually, than doing serious drama, says Olivia. The pair are talking about filming their reimagining of the classic 1989 movie The War of the Roses. Based on the novel by Warren Adler, the original film starred Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas. In the 2025 update, the acclaimed actors play picture-perfect couple Ivy and Theo, who seem to have it all. Successful careers, a loving marriage and great children. But beneath the facade of their supposedly ideal life, a storm is brewing. And when Theo's career as an architect nosedives, while Chef Ivy's own ambitions take off, a tinderbox of fierce competition and hidden resentment ignites. As their relationship deteriorates, their actions reach new levels of absurdity. Co-starring Nkuti Gatwa, Kate McKinnon, Alison Janney and Andy Samberg, it's directed by Jay Roach, whose hit comedies include the Austin Powers series. It's written by Tony McNamara, who is known for his collaborations with Yorgos Lanthimos, including The Favourite, for which Olivia scooped an Oscar for her portrayal of Queen Anne. As the premise suggests, the film veers between comedy and drama, and it's a fine line between the two. When a good funny thing is mixed with a really sad thing, both things are more intense and better, and Tony McNamara does that better than anyone, says Olivia. He does, agrees Benedict. You have to take comedy seriously, and sometimes be less serious with the serious stuff. But it sings when it's alive in the same way, I guess, rather than treating it very differently. It's, I guess, about authenticity in both, isn't it really? He says. Yes, totally, Olivia agrees. Comedy is hard because if someone starts laughing, you have this instinct to lean into it and really make it not funny once you become aware of it. It's got to be absolutely doused in realism, I think, to make it funny. There's got to be a humility to it. Of course, when Norwich-born Olivia started out, she was known more for her comedy roles. Her road to Oscar's glory and national treasure status started right here in Norwich. She grew up in the county, and she credits her drama teacher at Gresham School in Holt, Paul Hands, as being a major influence on her acting career. She impressed in a production of The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie while she was at the school. She studied at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School, and her breakthrough came in the Channel 4 sitcom Peep Show, opposite David Mitchell and Robert Webb. She also starred in Rev and 2012, then later focused on drama, such as Broadchurch, The Night Manager, Les Miserables, Queen Elizabeth II in The Crown, and Another Chef in The Bear. Her film credits include Tyrannosaur, The Father, Wicked Little Letters, and Wonka. And her Hall of Awards includes 4 BAFTAs, 2 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes, and to top it all off, the Best Actress Oscar, which she won in 2019. Giving a gloriously tearful speech. Coming up, she is teaming up again with her co-star Emma Corrin in The Crown, playing Mrs. Bennet opposite Emma's Lizzie, in Dolly Alderton's eagerly anticipated adaptation of Pride and Prejudice for Netflix, and she is also set to reprise her role as Angela Burr in the long-awaited second series of the thriller The Night Manager. Olivia and Benedict, best known for playing Doctor Strange in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Sherlock, had been looking for a project together for a while. We've been friends for a long time, admiring of each other's work, and had said, wouldn't it be fun to actually do something together, says Benedict. And then people at Fox Searchlight thought that that was a good idea, David Greenbaum, chief among them. The team was keen to be respectful of the spirit of the original book and film when they were developing The Roses, while updating it for now. We loved them, says Olivia. But I think the film, the idea of the couple in love and at war, was a jumping-off point. And then Tony, with absolute love for the original film, the original book and everything, managed to make it something different. Gave it a different tone, I think. So we are fans and admirers of the work that's gone before, but I think it's quite different. As friends in real life, what was it like for Olivia and Benedict playing a warring couple and letting negative feelings out towards each other? I got slightly traumatized when it started because we had a lot of fun times, it seemed, with a few bumps, says Benedict. And then it got quite dark. I was like, can we just check in with each other every now and again, he says. Yes, I was throwing things at him and calling him all sorts of things, and he went, can we just check if everything's all right? Ben was very sweet. He's just a much nicer person than me, says Olivia. Stupidly sensitive, says Benedict. Oh, it's nice, says Olivia. As an actor, it's always nice being let off the leash and being allowed to behave badly, isn't it? Says Benedict. It's so inventive, the invective, the stunts, the cruelty. But we love our jobs. So even though it's our day at work, when emotions are coming out, it's also very cathartic, says Olivia. If you could spend a day where you just get to cry and be paid for it, you'll feel so great the next day. We should start that as a therapy, crying therapy, says Benedict. The film is an extreme look at how a marriage can disintegrate. And while one interpretation is that Ivy and Theo's problems stem from Ivy becoming the more professionally successful partner, both Olivia and Benedict say they don't see it as being the case. I'm surprised at how many people have said that, because none of us saw that. And I'm slightly sad that the people still do see that it's the woman being the breadwinner which is the problem. And I don't think that is the problem, says Olivia. They both take turns being the parent or the main carer. They both take turns being the breadwinner. They don't see it as an issue between the genders. This could be a same-sex couple. I completely agree, says Benedict. It's about people dealing with massive, massive changes and knocking an ideal sideways and losing sight of each other. That's really what happens in this relationship, and it could be a same-sex couple. It could be the other way around as far as the circumstances. It's really about how, within all of that and the extreme changes and the challenges that it presents, the unit, and the way we've been functioning until that point, they lose sight of each other, so resentment builds. They try to tolerate very new things rather than going, I have a bit of a problem with you being on a jet whilst I'm doing all of this on my own. And I love you, but I'm feeling a little bit like I'm just completely on my, you know, that ain't just to do with the sort of gender role swap, he says. And I really want to hammer it home that we mustn't look at this film and go, ah, you see, women do well, and it all goes to, you know what I mean, says Olivia. What relationship advice would they give to Ivy and Theo? I think they should get some childcare, and then they could both have their jobs, says Olivia. Yeah, there's no nanny, which is a bit of an oversight, says Benedict. And also, just not losing sight of each other. Not just outsourcing to create space, but using that space to reconnect. I think it is hard, because it's a readjustment, and they think, oh, we can just do it. We can do it. They go into it with the same kind of gung-ho, admirable, romantic, adventurous spirit that they had at the beginning of the film. But when you're in the middle of raising children and there's that much of a shift, you do have to be a little bit more careful and cautious with it, I think. They're a little bit foolhardy. We were saying that earlier when I got married, our lovely vicar said, love holds no record of wrongs. Which is a tough one, but it's a really good one, says Olivia. Maybe Theo and Ivy could have done that. Had a deep breath and just been reminded that they love each other. The Roses is in the cinema now,